The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hello listeners, you're with Rick and Harold and you're on Fresh FM. Our program is Real Life Stories That Change Lives. G'day Harold, how are you going?
Hey Rick, how are you doing today? I'm doing fantastic.
Good, good, good. So who is Harold Mayaba?
Harold Mayaba, the Lion Hugger. I'm an agri-food consultant and a speaker.
Well done, bud. Now, our topic is Taming the Fire Within, Mastering the Blaze of Anger. Now, last episode, I told the listeners, before you had the chance to, that you had just returned from America. You'd been over there to receive an honour. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Just about the event itself or my experience in general?
A little about your experience in general.
A good question, Rick. It was the first time to be in Los Angeles. Of course, the first, you know, I'm from the village of Wakefield.
Yes.
Do you know the village of Wakefield, right?
Yes.
As some people, when they ask me, they say, oh, where do you live? I say, I live in the village of Wakefield. And then they're like, well, where is that? I'm like, oh, Wakefield. That's how it's called. Everything in Los Angeles to me was big. Everything. The roads, the cars, the burgers, food. Everything was so big. That was my first experience. I had some shocking situations as well that I never thought I was going to encounter. Of course, every country is different. But I have to mention, Rick, I think sometimes we tend to take for granted what we have, not until you lose it or until you don't have it. That's when you realize that what I have is far much better.
Yes.
Than what you wish.
New Zealand is a very peaceful place.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I experienced differences there that I thought, take me home, take me back home to New Zealand. Because I'll give you in a while, I'll share a vivid story or scenario that I can still remember. But I have to mention this. I remember when we lived back in Zambia, we had a neighbor, an old lady, who used to give this illustration. This lady, she used to say, when you have something precious in your hands, you can hardly see it yourself who's holding it because it's too shiny. It makes you almost blind that you can't see it because it's too close to you. But the people who are out there looking at you, looking at what you're holding, they are the ones who will say, wow, look at what that guy is holding. Does he even know the value of what he's holding in his hands? But for you, the person who's holding that precious thing, because it's too bright, it's too nice, you can hardly see it. And because you can hardly see it, you can't really appreciate its beauty.
You can't see the forest for the trees.
I love that one. Exactly. That's how I felt when I was there. Like, I take the village of Wakefield for granted, the peace and the environment, the people around me for granted, and I miss them. Let me tell you this. You know, I got there. You think you are well prepared, but I wasn't. I needed a SIM card, you know, for me to be able to book Uber. I needed to connect my phone to the Wi-Fi there and the others. But the second day, I decided to go to downtown LA, one of the biggest supermarket, their shopping center. I said, let me just go and enjoy, you know, I want to have a look. So I booked a taxi from my hotel. There's Wi-Fi. I just connect my phone. I call Uber. The taxi comes, right? Then I got to the supermarket and I bought my SIM card so that even if there's no Wi-Fi, I should be able to connect to internet. But unfortunately, I had challenges to connect. I got a wrong advice from the person who was selling me. There are a lot of steps that I needed to go through for me to connect. But I had no time because actually I had booked, I wanted to go for a tour. I was going to Hollywood. So I had no time to actually connect, to continue, or rather to finish the process of connecting my SIM card to the phone. So there was a security officer, and that's one thing that shocked me there because there are security officers and police officers everywhere.
At the supermarket?
Yeah, by the door.
Wow.
And actually, most of the supermarkets, Rick, even right inside the supermarket, the security guards walking up and down to make sure you're behaving or you're not picking anything and chuck it in your pocket. So when I'm in a new place, I'm more free or comfortable to approach anybody in a uniform.
Yeah.
A police officer, security guard, because I'm like, I don't want to ask a stranger. I don't know whether they woke up on the wrong side of the bed and you don't know what you expect from them. So I approached this security officer. I said, "Officer, excuse me. I had to introduce myself. I'm a tourist. I've just arrived from New Zealand. I was trying to connect my phone to a SIM card, but it's playing up. I only have a few minutes for me to get to the point where the bus has to pick me up for a tour. Where can I find free Wi-Fi? I just want to connect my phone to free Wi-Fi, and then I book Uber. I'll sort out my phone later." Rick, I got the shock of the response that day. This security officer said, "That's your personal problem. Get out of here. Go and sort it out yourself."
Wow.
Rick, I was not expecting a response like that from this guy.
No.
Because to me, I thought, I'll get the best response, good service. He's standing by the door. He's actually receiving people, different people, and
welcoming them into the store, you might think.
Exactly. But nope.
Wow.
He said, "Just go and sort yourself out." I didn't say a word. But I was thinking, well, as I started walking to go and sort myself out, you know, sort my personal problem, because I've been told, get out of here, go and sort your personal problems.
Yes.
And I was thinking, what did I do wrong? So I thought, Rick, what if I had done something wrong? Was I still going to be alive? Or was I going to go to jail? Or was I going to be smashed? But I don't know. The way he responded to me, an innocent guy asking a question about Wi-Fi, I was now contemplating if I had done any simple mistake or if I found myself on the wrong side of the law or something, what was going to happen to me?
Perhaps he was having a very bad morning.
And that's where I was coming to. That's my next point, Rick. That guy, I don't know what was going on in his head that day. I've got no idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
And whilst I was thinking about what could have happened to me, and which I think would have worse than what I experienced, but my thoughts now changed. I started thinking about him. Who is that guy? Where is his family? Is he married? Has he got kids? What is going on in his life? Because for me, that outburst that I saw was not normal. Probably there are things underlining problems that he's going through in life, right?
Yep. Or you've just said that's not normal. It's not normal to us living in New Zealand.
Maybe them it's normal.
Perhaps to them it is normal.
Maybe. But if that's normal, I thought to myself, I don't want to be there.
No.
And maybe there was a lot of pressure going on because whilst I was there, that's the period when people are protesting in LA.
Yeah.
That's the time in America, immigration rules have changed. Trump is cracking down on, you know, immigrants and all these people. And where we were that same time, just down the road, people are protesting because immigration were there arresting people, putting them on planes. So maybe knowing what was going on, could it be that his family was also affected? Maybe he's also an immigrant who had no idea what was going to happen to his family.
Perhaps so, but perhaps.
So not only did I feel disappointed and with his behavior, but I had to think about what may be going on in his life. When I was about 22 years old, I was working for a university as a livestock officer. That was back in Zambia. And in one of the offices, I think that was the office for the registrar, there was a saying on the wall that she had put. And I remember very well, whenever I entered that office, I used to look on that saying. At first, I didn't really understand the meaning, but later on in life, and I'm going to use it for this. There was a picture of a dog lying on the floor on that picture.
Yeah.
I think maybe I'd shared this before with you. And the saying was, "Please be nice to me. I've also had a very bad day." So the guy by the door, maybe he was having a bad day. Maybe I was having a bad day too. So imagine if I was having a very bad day. He's having a very bad day. Then I hit back when he answered me like that. What could have happened there? That's where it all erupts.
Yes, that situation could have escalated.
It's escalated.
Very quickly.
So that's why our topic today is very important, because that fire
within
ourselves.
Taming the fire within.
Yeah. That fire within ourselves, sometimes we have to keep it. We have to tame it so that it doesn't spread outside. We have to master to just keep the anger at bay. Because, you know, Rick, this is one thing I've learned in life. I've been here on Earth a few decades. And the anger is like a bushfire. It spreads, consumes whatever it's on its way. But there's one thing that we forget. Before that bushfire consumes everything on its way, it consumes you first, where it is coming from. But we don't realize that.
Well, listeners, on that note, we're going to take a short break and we'll be back with you very soon. Welcome back, listeners. You're on Fresh FM with Rick and Harold. Our program is Real Life Stories That Change Lives. And today's topic, Taming the Fire Within, Mastering the Blaze of Anger. And Harold's relating a couple of wee stories from his trip to LA.
Mastering the Blaze of Anger. Before I break, Rick, I was just saying anger is like fire that spread, like bushfire that consumes everything on its way. But did you know that actually anger consumes you first before it can consume anything or anybody around you? And that's one thing that we don't realize, because we think, I'm okay. I'm just showing anger to the surrounding, or I'm showing anger to somebody else. But remember, it's within you. What is that anger doing to you? So I gave an example of that man. I don't know what was going on in his life. But on that day, I could have responded in any way. But I thought, all right, I don't know what's going on in his life.
He was not very approachable at all.
I'm not approachable at all. I'm going to be the big guy in this situation. And I walked away. And I'm still thinking about him even up to now, because is that how he reacts to everyone? Or was that a one-off thing? Or did he wake up on the wrong side of the bed? Or he doesn't like his job? Or what is going on in his life? So I have to actually think about him with grace, because life, Rick, can throw a lot of punches to us.
He could have been having not just a bad day, but a bad week.
A bad week. Maybe a bad life.
Perhaps so.
And that's the toughest thing to do, because we are discussing about the fire within us, which is anger. And how do you master to control that blazing anger within you? It's not a very easy thing, because when you are facing life's challenges, we tend to react to what is happening to us. But when we react to the things that are happening to us, in that process, we also affect people around us.
Yes, definitely.
Knowingly or unknowingly, because our behavior change according to the situation.
Yes, one person in a room of happy people, that one person is very angry, that can change the atmosphere in the whole room.
Exactly. And in my culture, there's a saying, no, one rotten peanut. If you put a mouthful of peanuts, just one will ruin everything there. And you just want to spit out everything. Now, I like it the way you put it. Just one person in a room full of love and laughter, the atmosphere will change. But it actually goes beyond that. Now, imagine that that one person is a leader. Companies or families, or they will actually prosper because of that one person who is full of love and laughter. But now turn the coin on the other side. Now, I have to mention that, Rick, when we talk about anger here, it's normal and it's okay to be angry. But it's not okay not to control your anger. I can be angry today about someone who's mistreating kids. That's a good anger. But if I pick up a stone, I hit him on the head or something on the head, I cannot use that as an excuse for my anger, because now I have gone another step, another level, which is not acceptable. I can't say I was angry because he was mistreating kids and I punched him on his face and thinking I'll get away with that. No, I'm not going to get away with that. But was I okay to be angry because he's mistreating kids? Yes, I was okay. Is it okay to hit him to a point I knocked him down almost dead? No, that's not okay. So that's why mastering the anger within ourselves, that's where it comes in. Because if you're angry and you make decisions, Rick, out of anger, you may find that most of the times, if not all the time, the decision we make out of anger can be wrong.
Bad decisions.
Bad decisions, and we end up regretting. So to me, when I think about that scenario in LA, I'm talking about real security officers here. Not the security officers we have. Hey, when did you last go to the office for the work and income?
Years ago.
We have security officers standing by the door.
Yes, we do in Motueka. But they stand outside the door, very friendly, talk to you, say hello.
I'm talking about security officers with guns. I'm not talking about a guy who's going to smile at you and you start chatting and he just opens the door for you and he greets you. You start chatting about the weather. I'm talking about a security officer with a gun. So if this security officer with a gun can't manage his anger, I think you understand where I'm coming from.
Yes, I wouldn't want to be in a situation like that.
And you don't want to be closer to this guy.
No.
Because anything can happen. Out of anger, he'll pick up the gun and shoot you. Then a few days down the line, the guy is regretting.
Yes, what he's done.
And he'll be saying it was out of anger, but you're dead. So that's where, for me, taming the anger within us, it's a very dear topic to my heart, because I know the consequences. I remember when I was young, Rick, one day I was so angry because my two cousins were picking on me. They were picking on me because I was such a tiny guy, very thin. And they were like, why are you so thin? As if you don't eat. As if, you know, we eat the same food. We are given the same food. You remain a tiny guy, you know, so thin. And they were picking on me and they were laughing, running away. I tried to chase them around and they ran away. I said, all right, I'm going to fix you. I was chasing this other guy. He was laughing. I picked up a stone. As he was just turning around to look after me and pour a lot of bad words, I threw that stone right and hit them right on his forehead. The injury was so bad. Even now, he has a scar. Whenever I go back to my home country, when I meet him, it reminds me of that. And nowadays, we can laugh about it. But it traumatized me for ages, for a long period of time. This guy was in pain for a long time. It was just out of anger that I couldn't keep at bay. The anger that I couldn't. I was just a child. I'm giving this example. And I had to work through that anger, because imagine now I'm an adult. If I was still carrying that same anger, I'm talking about the anger that I could not control.
As a child, you pick up a stone. Perhaps as an adult, you pick up a weapon.
Oh, I'll make a bomb in my garage.
Yes.
I'll say, all right, my neighbor is so annoying. I'm going to fix him. So it's that anger, the blazing fire that's within us, then it goes out there. And when we don't control it, it consumes everything around. But what we forget is that before it consumes those people around, it has already done a lot of damage to us.
So, mastering the blaze of anger within you is an excellent tool to have in your personal arsenal. So, Harold, our topic, taming the fire within. What have you got as a last word for our listeners?
We've just run out of time. I wanted to go through a few steps though, how we can master taming that blazing anger. Just a few words, Rick. Before you act, especially if you are very angry, Think about the consequences that will bring. Think about the results. If I take this action now when I'm angry, what will be the outcome? Am I going to be happy with the outcome, or I'll end up regretting tomorrow? So I think there should be a time to pause and think. But the problem is that when you are angry, when you are really agitated, we don't have that time to think before you act. We act before we think. So we put things in reverse. We act and then we start thinking, what have I done? But if we put it this way, think and act, then you're going to realize that you make a good decision, but we don't do that. So I urge all our listeners, if you're angry, and remember, to be angry is okay. It's a feeling. But the problem, a feeling comes and goes. But when it goes, are you going to face the world? So before you act, give it a second thought, the consequences or the results. And then you realize by the time you want to act, you have actually cooled down. Then your brain is in the right position to make good decisions.
Excellent, Rick. Excellent. Just take a moment and step back.
Yeah.
Well, listeners, you've been with Rick and Harold on Fresh FM. If you want to get in touch with Harold, you can do on...
If you want to hear the services that I offer as an agri-food market consultant or as a speaker, call me on 0220-394046 or visit my website on www.haroldmayaba.nz or send me an email at harold@haroldmayaba.nz. Thank you very much to our listeners, and thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Harold.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.